This is Graham Johnson, and we've been talking with Jill Sayward, the voice of Shack Attack, about a whole range of matters. Now, Jill, I'm going to get personal. Tell me your five all-time must-have CDs.
Let me think. Must-have CDs. Oh, there's so many. That's an awful question. And I'm pretty obvious with my decision on this one. Any Stevie Wonder CD for me, early Stevie Wonder CD, it has to be. Any Earth, Wind and Fire. Going back, let's think, what else? Who else do I like? There's an album by a lady called Koo that was about 10 years old. Perhaps nobody's heard of it. It's just called Koo, K-U-H. And that's one of my must-have albums for the beach. It doesn't leave my side. It always makes me escape into another land.
Well, that album is by Koo Ledesma, a Filipino singer. I've got that in my collection. It's a nice album, Jill. Well, that's some of the tracks you've mentioned, but how about some more? And don't be bashful. What about some of your own work?
And I love my solo album. Yes, I'm going to be modest. I'd keep that one, my solo album, Just For You, because for me, there was a lot of pain and passion and heartfelt songs on it. It was a big album for me. And I'm not just saying that to plug it. Well, I am, but I'm not. But Just For You, two Stevie Wonders, Faces, I love Faces, and of course some of their earlier stuff. Any of those, I can't live without.
Now, Jill, you are a vocalist, but you also play some musical instruments with the band. I've seen you on a DVD. Tell us what you play.
I've been working on some tracks down here and trying to play a few more instruments myself. I do a bit of playing on stage. I play percussion and a little bit of flute. When I say percussion, I haven't been trained. It's all sheer aggression. I have congas and timbales and a small setup. I actually really enjoy it. I find it so rewarding to be contributing musically to the band without actually having to worry about putting fingers and notes in the right place. It's just a very free feeling to be able to play percussion with a band. I have to limit it because the boys complain that I thrash the timbales too loud sometimes, but I do enjoy that, and I'd like to play some more bits and pieces on stage if I could. I'd like to play more on my album too. I'm going to be looking at doing a solo album and playing most of it myself. Kind of like Stevie used to do in the old days. He used to do a lot of the drums, bass by himself. It's a bit self-indulgent, but I'd like to give it a try. I'm sure I could do it on a small scale.